often I think when people have a property to rent out, they simply advertise it and sort of hand it out to whoever shows up. But I know that you have a more focused approach to this. Can you talk about that?
Yes. And in fact, that influences what features, what benefits I'm going to offer with this property. I have a potential tenant, or at least a potential benefit that certain tenants really value, that I can attract the person that I'm looking for. For example, as I've mentioned before, that I've catered to college students a great deal. So I try to think of, what is it that college students want? And I talk to college students, I talk to other owners of properties, I talk to the housing office at the university. I try to determine what the needs of my target market is. And I, in talking to other owners and looking at other properties, I deal with what are the attitudes that these other owners typically hold. What are they doing? What's my competition really doing? I have a name for this. It's called the dust framework, which is, I'm looking at the demand. You know, what did my target market want? Whether they are older people or younger people or families with children, college students, roommates, any kind of market segment that I'm trying to appeal to, I'm trying to think. So that's the demand side. Then I'm also, what do they have to choose from? I'm looking at my competitors. What's the supply set? What are they charging? What features are they offering? How nice are they? There's a book out now called The Power of Nice that, you know, and that's one of the problems. I was at a landlord-tenant seminar recently, and the presentation had everything to do with a lease that protects the landlord. Well, okay, that's fine. That's one perspective. But that's not, if you say my lease has to protect me from my tenant, then you are not running your business appropriately. What business starts out with the idea, unless you're really catering to certain kinds of people, I guess, that I need to be afraid of my customers? Now, I'm not saying that you don't have security measures, that you don't check their IDs and things of that nature, but it's not the overriding, the arching concept of your business that I need to protect myself. You need to ask yourself, what can I do for my customers? And as we're leading into, you know, how do I attract these? As I saw yesterday driving around Phoenix, this one apartment complex had a big sign hanging out, "We love our residents." And I said, aha, they have the right idea. Their residents are the customers. Sure, they're going to do a background check. Sure, they're going to have a lease, but they understand it's a competitive marketplace, and they have to not only offer a unit that's appealing to those people, they have to offer a demeanor that tells that tenant, we're glad you're renting from us. We're glad you chose our property as your home. And that's what crafting your benefit strategy, your features of your property do for you. It shows your tenant, I'm thinking about you, and I'm trying to give you something that you want, and of course, something I hope you're willing to pay for, because I ain't doing this for free, but that's okay. People are happy to pay if they're getting something that they can't find anywhere else. So that's what I'm thinking of when I view property, shape my features and benefits, and then move to try to earn more profit than I would by going generic.
So for you, it's a more profitable approach to take a specialized focus when you're looking for your tenant.
You will not only be able to charge a premium rent, because people will pay for light and bright. That's one of the things I like to incorporate, light and bright. How many times I've looked at properties that are closed and cramped and dark? Light and bright. You offer light and bright. Put some skylights in, open up some windows, put a patio, put some flowers out there in some big urns. When they walk in, so that they see this view out the back, you've got a higher paying tenant right there. Plus, they will stay longer. So when you can get higher paying tenants who will stay longer, that's additional profit for you.
Let's talk about how to reach them then. You mentioned this nice little example as you're driving through Phoenix.